Good evening, this is Rabbi Evan. Welcome to the series. Tonight's share is on Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Bes, and the topic is understanding the essence. Because when we understand the essence of a mitzvah, it leads us to several halachic implications. What we're going to take right now tonight is we're going to take a certain essence of a mitzvah, of a certain component of the nature of the Megillas Esther. We're going to see how it's developed in halacha, and we're also then going to contrast the Megillas Esther with the mitzvah of Shmon Esrei. So to understand, let's bring it down. We're going to actually start from the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis brings down a quote from our Mishnah. I'll read you the quote. Hayakosfa Darsha Umagiyah. If somebody was writing the Megillah, he was then extrapolating on the meaning of the Megillah. And also he was Magiyah and he was checking for mistakes. So the Mishnah tells us the following. It says, in Kivin Libo, Yatza Vim Lav Lo Yatza. Person has kavana, then he's yotzei. If a person does not have kavana, he's not yotzei. So the implication over here is that there is a concept of having kavana in Megillah, and that if you don't have kavana when you're listening to the Megillah, you're not going to be yotzei. And the Rashba asks the following question. There's a whole sugya in a number of places of Shas, particularly brought down at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the third parak, whether mitzvos need kavana or not. It's brought down in Gabi Kriya Shema, in Brachos, it's brought down Gabi Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. And the Rashba asks a very, very simple question. And the simple question that the Rashba asks is that the implication of our Mishnah is that you need to have kavana for the Megillah. Otherwise, had you been simply, right, how do we know this? Because the Mishnah says, Im kivin libo yotza, the implication being lo kivin libo lo yotze. We have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, you're not going to be yotze. So why doesn't this, the people who say, or the Daman de Omrim who say, mitzvos trichos kavana, why don't they bring this down as a raya? This is a perfect raya for mitzvos trichos kavana. And happens to be, and this is where it's important to get into the essence of Megillah. And answer is brought down in the name of the Turi Evan and also in the name of the Pri Chadash, is that once you understand the mitzvah essence of the mitzvah of Megillah, you'll see how it totally changes the nature of this mitzvah in terms of how we're doing it. You see, there is different chiyuvim that we have all around, but the question is, what brings about the chiyuv of Mikra Megillah? What's the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? And the Turi Evan says beautifully that the purpose of Mikra Megillah is to bring about Pirsumei Nisa, for us to publicize the miracles which took place. And more than Chanukah, where else we have the concept of Pirsumei Nisa, where it's pretty apparent by just simply looking at the menorahs that are burning in the window, you can very easily see, oh, Pirsumei Nisa, the candles are burning, we see, you remind us of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the case with Purim. As you look at the second to last pasuk in the Megillah, says, V'chomasei sapog v'raso, v'farshas k'rulas mordechai shegidlo ha-melech ha-lohen k'suvim b'sefer divrei ha-yamim l'malchei madayu faras. Which means, paraphrased, that if you want to find all the wonderful accomplishments that Mordechai did, and to see all the great things that Mordechai did, you don't have to look further than the history books of Persian Media. The question is, why is the Megillah telling us this? And I once heard explained by Rav Arya Ginsburg from, now he's a Rav in Lawrence, writes a popular column for Mishpacha magazine, but then he was a Rav in Queens. And Ginsburg said, well, it's very simple, because if you want to look at the story, you can find the story in the historical perspective. You can find the story in the history books. But if you want to find the Nais, there you have to look in the Megillah. Because, as we know, it's a Nais Nistar, and it takes a lot of looking into it. And therefore,
because the whole entire essence of this mitzvah is to bring about Pirsumei Nisa, and the Pirsumei Nisa has to be done in a way where a person has to look into things, it's telling us right now that the kavana that Mikra Megillah needs is not necessarily the same type of kavana that a regular mitzvah needs. A regular mitzvah needs, you need a certain kavana to be able to say, and that's it. For example, I'm blowing shofar, so I need to know that I'm blowing shofar to be mekayim a mitzvah and not necessarily to be blowing an instrument. That would be the difference about whether you say you have kavana for tekiyah shofar or you don't have kavana for tekiyah shofar. But over here, and that would make the difference to say whether you have kavana with tekiyah shofar or you don't have kavana with tekiyah shofar. But over here, with Mikra Megillah, it's different. Because this whole kavana is, the whole kiyum ha-mitzvah is to bring about, is through the Pirsumei Nisa. And that Pirsumei Nisa does not come unless it actually has kavana, because otherwise a person won't realize what they're doing, and they're not going to pay attention to the nuances of the nace which take place in the Megillah. Therefore, this requirement of kavana for Mikra Megillah is of a total different nature, a total different level than your normal mitzvah srichas kavana. And that's why it's not brought down over amongst the mitzvos which require us to have mitzvah srichas kavana or not. We can't use Mikra Megillah to be conclusive in either way. Earlier on in the Amud, on Amud Beis, we also had another aspect of Hilchos Mikra Megillah, where Pirsumei Nisa also has also plays a tremendous role in understanding the mitzvah. The Gemara tells us, Rav Muna Omer, Mishum Rav Yehuda, Rav Muna says the name Rav Yehuda, Af Beserugin, even if a person, what we call Serugin, you're delaying when you're listening to the Megillah, he says, Im Shaha Kedei Ligmar Es Kula, Chozer LaRosh, that if a person delays, and he takes a break in the middle of Mikra Megillah, and the amount that he takes a break, again, the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what this is, that's not the relevant issue right now, but the amount that he takes a break is enough to hear the entire Megillah. If that's the case, he is not considered to be Yotze. And again, the question is, why is that? Why would that be the case? And actually, to tell you the truth, the Shiltas Rav Achai paskins this way. So what will be the whole issue? So the Netziv, in his Ha'emek Sheila, explains, again, if you look at the essence of Mikra Megillah, again, being Pirsumei Nisa, we could understand this halacha clearly. After all, what is the requirement of Pirsumei Nisa? Pirsumei Nisa is that, you know, we're using the story of the Megillah to demonstrate the Nisim, or the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed in the time of Hushan. Well, as we mentioned in the Pasuk earlier on in the Shir, the Pasuk at the second to last Pasuk in the Megillah points out what is a pretty obvious quality that the Megillah has, and that there really are no overt Nisim. Like, everything is totally covert. As Mikra Megillah, as Megillah Esther, is one of the only Sfarim, or probably being the only Sefer, doesn't have Shem Hashem in it. So there is no Shem Hashem written in the Megillah, overtly. Everything is covert. So here's the point. This is the point that Hatziv is making. If you're going to tell me that the whole essence is Pirsumei Nisa, and you wait so long as to the point where you would hear the whole story, and the amount of time comes that it would take to learn the entire Megillah of Mitchila Atzov, what's going to happen? You're going to totally lose this concept of Pirsumei Nisa, because the Pirsumei Nisa needs a certain amount of focus. It needs a certain amount of kavana on it. And if you're going to be delaying and waiting around, or just drifting off into space mentally, you're not going to be able to accomplish it. So once again, we see that this idea of Pirsumei Nisa really influencing and determining what the nature of this halacha of Mikra Megillah is, puts it out into two specific areas. Number one, that even if you're going to hold mitzvos in Trichos Kavana, you still need to have kavana by Mikra Megillah. And number two, right, because it's not even your regular shayla over there, and number two, the halacha of Rav Muna, which says that if you delay too long, you're not going to be yotze, is similar to the same concept. That because the whole idea is that the Pursume Nisa needs focus, taking too much of a break is going to impinge on that focus, and you're not going to get the proper Pursume Nisa. Now, truth of the matter is, the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim, including Tosos over here, they paskin like the Tanakama, who disagrees with Rav Muna. And the Tanakama tells us, Kara Serugin Yotza. So you are definitely Yotze over here. So what's interesting is that while they'll hold that Kara Serugin is Yotza as far as Mikra Megillah is concerned, when it comes to Shemona Esrei, though, the Gemara in Brachos tells us the following. A person was davening, all of a sudden it's flooded with water. He waits until the water stops flooding, assuming his life is not in danger, and then he continues davening. And it happens to be there's a machlokas over there about whether you go back to where you were or whether you go back to the beginning. Yeah! And what happens is there's a machlokas in the Gemara. And Rav Ashi points out that if you were posek, if you're mafsik, and you waited the amount of time as it takes to be gomer the entire tefillah, you're chozer l'rosh. And again, if you take a look for a second, you're going to contrast these two halachos. We see that. Why would... Right, we come down to Koran, sorry, the Tanakhama tells us that. The Tanakhama tells us that by Mikra Megillah, we don't make such a distinction. We're not Chozer L'Rosh, but as far as Tefillah is concerned, we are Chozer L'Rosh. So the Tanakhama, who disagrees with what we said before as far as Mikra Megillah is concerned, and is not going to be using that Pursume Nisa aspect, that notwithstanding, why would they make a chiluk between Tefillah and Mikra Megillah? So one can answer simply that there's a difference between Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah the Rabbanan. By mitzvah the Rabbanan, we are going to be a little bit more makel than let's say we were by a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But still, that wouldn't answer the question about why they're machmir by tefillah. And the Rif, yeah, and the Rif tells us the following. The Rif says you have to actually look at what the nature of tefillah is. Tefillah is, while we do paskin, the tefillah is, does have a concept of rachamim. Still, there is also a concept of im and yiro. When a person is davening, they are standing with Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why we might not feel is because we don't always put the proper perspective into tefillah. Had we put the proper perspective into tefillah, then of course, we would definitely realize its importance and its value. And once we see this, we can definitely say the following. If a person is davening and they wait so long, to the point where it was Shakadei Ligmar's Kulo, you've definitely lost that focus. And because you've totally lost that focus, that's why the tefillah needs to be repeated. Because again, the essence of tefillah is mindset. The mindset, the kavana, the direction of your lev that you're standing with Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what compels us to have the proper tefillah experience. So just to conclude, looking at Mikra Megillah and the essence of Mikra Megillah being Pursume Nisa, it comes to tells you that the Kavana that Mikra Megillah has precludes whether you say generally Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana or not. It's because since the whole essence is Pursume Nes, you need to have a Kavana or else you're not going to be Mefarsim the Nes. The same thing according to Rav Ashi would be the truth of Shimon Esrei in Tefillah. Since the whole Tefillah is Rachmim and standing lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the aim of Yira, if a person is missing that, if a person waits so long to the point where they don't have that component, then even though normally we would say